This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is Tuesday in the summertime in the Umpqua Valley, and that means folks are getting ready for music on the half shell, like Kelly Leonard, who's down there supervising everything, or thinks he's supervising everything, at the Nichols Band Shell. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle, and supervising would be a very loose interpretation of what I do these days. In fact, I come down here and watch an amazing group of volunteers who put this whole thing together early in the morning and get it ready. And this will be going on all day. People will be bringing blankets, and but also we're going to, all the production comes in, the sound, the lighting, all the food for backstage. It is an amazing effort. In fact, I have corralled one of our volunteers, and I say corralled because she runs around like her hair's on fire. Marcy, good morning.
Good morning.
Marcy has been a volunteer for Half Shell for quite some time, and she has a number of jobs. What are you doing these days backstage?
Well, I'm on the committee, and I take care of the sponsors in the sponsor tent.
And how long have you been with Half Shell?
20 plus years.
Yeah, see, there's the kind of dedication that we have, and we do have a lot of partners, and I know you want to name some of them this morning.
Yes, we've got Sutherland Septic Service, Roseburg Parks Department, Roseburg Police Department, and Umpqua Valley Ambulance that are here, that take care of us. The Parks Department are down here early in the morning, and the septic tanks and everything come on down, so we are very grateful for all their participation to make this all happen.
And it all looks invisible, but it's amazing how many hands it takes. Marcy, you work in the hospitality tent. Explain to folks what that is.
Okay, what we do is we bring down our sponsors and thank them. We've got sponsor gifts for them. They get to sit around backstage here and enjoy some beverages and snacks. And then they go on stage, and we introduce them, and so the crowd can thank them for what it takes to put on music in the half shell.
And we do appreciate it. So maybe somebody who's listening this morning thinks they would like to be a sponsor. How do they do it?
All they need to do is get a hold of us on our website. Gosh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Try the website, and or come on down to the tent,
yeah,
and we will totally take your name, and we will contact you.
And we have sponsorships at a lot of different levels.
Absolutely.
So Kyle, that's, you know, what it looks like down here. We've got a great show tonight. It's going to be some rock and blues tonight with Garrett T. Willie, and I know you had him on air yesterday. Am I correct?
Yeah, and he comes from Canada, and has been around for a few years, but is still off. Young, really kind of riding a wave of a lot of interest, known for his wild guitar shredding and a lot of high energy moments, and sounds like he likes to have a lot of fun doing what he's doing.
Yeah, I think I saw him. I was looking online this morning that he's about 26 years old, and listened to a couple of his songs, and I was pretty impressed. So.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a big show tonight, and kind of electric, kind of gritty, full of soul, and a towering presence as well. He's also known for having what is called a gravel-soaked voice.
Oh, okay, I'll take that. I think he'll be a big crowd pleaser. So if you're a Half Shell fan, make sure you get here. And if you don't bring food, we got food up top for everybody. But if you do bring food, enjoy yourself, just relax. And if you're new to Roseburg, this is a great way to see what this community really looks like. Come on down at 7 o'clock. There's always room for folks, even though it's our crowd's been getting bigger and bigger this year. But we would love to have you just enjoy Roseburg at the music level.
And
thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Everybody have a great day, and come on down this evening. Enjoy some great music.
You were saying, Kyle?
Well, I was just going to say as well, you were talking about the food. The people can also bring beer and wine.
Absolutely. The one time that there is an opening window for beer and wine here in the Half Shell area. Marcy was mentioning our partnerships with the Parks Department, et cetera, and the city, and that's one of the perks that we have been allowed. And luckily, over the years, it's not been abused.
Right. People are careful with that, but that is a fun element to add to your meal. So anything else you want to add down there?
No. Like I said, we've got probably 25 blankets I'm looking at right now. So, more than that, maybe 50 blankets. And there's lots of room for lots of folks, so I really encourage you to come down. We are moving through our season. We're about halfway through, and I think tonight's going to be a great one.
All right, Kelly Leonard, Nichols Band Shelf for Music on the Half Shell 837 at the Morning Report.